We are now 9 races into the 2012 F1 season. After a record-breaking 7 different winners in the first 7 races last weekend at Silverstone, we had the drama of a rain-soaked track in qualifying, followed by Webber passing Alonso with only 4 laps until the finish. Mark, Formula 1 has suffered in recent years from being too predictable, one team possibly being more dominant than the other. Do you think this season's been the most exciting in F1's history?
Well, Toby, I think there's certainly no doubt that this season really is turning out to be a fantastic drama from you know, beginning to, as you say, 9 races in, and it is unpredictable, which has been great. And I think you know, for the fans sitting at home watching or in the grandstands, it's absolutely fantastic that we arrive at each Grand Prix with possibly up to 8 drivers in genuine contention for the win, and that's something that the sport hasn't had for a long, long time. And my view on it is that whether it's the best season in F1's history, I think possibly not. I think when you look back into different decades and different eras, we had some great racing back in the 70s and 80s. I think what we've got now, and why this season's standing out as such a great one, is that if you look back in the past 10 years from now, it's actually been comparatively dull, and I think that's what's making it stand out so much. So it really is a fantastic season, but I'm not sure I'd go as far as to say it's the best ever just yet.
Now, if we could briefly talk about tyres, those Pirellis. You know, Schumacher may moan that the tyres are like driving on raw eggs, I think he said. But surely Pirelli have added a welcome touch of unpredictability to F1 this season.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, they certainly have. I mean, Pirelli have come to this 2012 season with a range of tyres which are sort of world away from anything we've had in the past. And we mustn't forget that Pirelli have only designed a tyre that they've been given a brief by the FIA to develop this sort of tyre, and they've come up with it. They've done exactly what they were asked. There's been a lot of people in different sides of Formula One perhaps complaining that it's too unpredictable. And again, my view on this is that it's not so much that it's the unpredictability, it's the fact that it's new. The cars themselves have had some regulation changes which have also levelled the playing field a little in terms of aerodynamics. But the tyres themselves, because they're so new, each driver and each of the driver's engineering teams has a whole new set of things characteristics to get used to. And, you know, throughout this early part of the season particularly, we've seen we've seen up to 7 different winners in the first 7 races, a record-breaking feat. But what we are seeing now, I think, as we get towards the middle stage of the season,